This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop artist Savvy Ray and owner of Billionaire Records, Neil Diamond, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He'd be great at hip-hop in today's mumble rap era because he's always drunk and slurring his words. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. With me in studio, Jeremy Person. How you doing, buddy?
Wonderful.
Thank you for coming around. Jack, not here this evening. I think she died in a tragic mushroom tea accident while she was rock-hounding for rubies in the Sahara. I don't know. We haven't heard from her, but I'm sure she's alive and fine. She'll be
back. Do hippie things, die hippie deaths.
Doing hippie shit. She'll be back next week, though. In studio, we have a hip-hop artist, Savvy Ray. Savvy, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How
are making you? Her second appearance, unbeknownst to either of us, on the show because I drink a lot and she has no excuse. She's young and should know. Thank you for coming, though. And Neil Diamond in the studio. Neil, how you doing? Head of Billionaire Records. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm good. Neil, it's a nice surprise. I didn't know Neil was going to be here. I've known Neil for a while. Savvy said she was going to bring someone, and then Neil showed up, which is cool. So we're going to talk to them in a little bit. Guys, thank you for coming out and hanging out with us. Oh, I'm going to awkwardly plug in my soundboard real quick here, my sound machines. I should plug in virtual jack's fun.
It's a pain in the ass, man.
Virtual Jack is all my sound bites of people out of context that I can make say weird things to me.
So you have I'm going live on Facebook for a few minutes.
Okay.
So you can
you're gonna interview me now?
No.
Okay.
I don't have Wi-Fi.
Do you need the password?
No, we're good.
Okay. Let's look at that. So, is that recording?
No.
Do you want to record? Are we going to or no?
No, I don't think I'm going to record any. I think I need to bring my GoPro next week.
Okay.
And cool. It up in the corner where I can get some kind of wide angle.
You could easily do how you're set up with the GoPro.
Yeah.
Straight.
That's what I was trying to think earlier. What kind of angle do I need to get? And I'm thinking right there, cover everybody.
We'll get it all. All right. Well, guys.
Just kind of snapping some pictures here and there.
Real quickly before we get too deep into this, guys, we're going to do our beer of the week. Our beer of the week this week comes all the way from merry old England. It is the Scottish ale from Bellhaven Brewery. The Scottish Ale is a 5.0 ABV. It is just says deep ruby malt and spicy hops, nutty, biscuity, and smooth. It's pretty good.
Nutty, biscuity, and
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, big it, biscuity.
It doesn't sound like beer. Sounds like ice cream.
It's just out of Edinburgh, which I think is in England. I don't know. No, it's wait, Scotland. Scotland.
It's Scottish.
That makes sense that it's a Scotch ale then. Anyway, a friend gave it to me. It's pretty good. I'm going to pour some champagne for Savvy. Tell me when. Is that good? More?
When?
Yeah. Okay, go for it. I don't have any flutes. It's just a Yahtzee shaker you're going to have to drink out of.
You didn't even have to say anything, but now you done called yourself out.
Classy with a K. All right, guys. Let's see. So it has been an interesting week. It's been a fun week. God, it's been busy. I'm glad to be back in studio. I was getting pretty drunk before the show, which is not untypical of my lifestyle. This is not a big secret. We record this show Monday nights. We release it on Wednesdays. But I was at the Viking getting drunk, as I'm known to do before the show, because they have a really great wing special on Mondays.
69-cent wings.
They do. Now they do. It's like $4 for a half pound of wings, what they do now. Really? Still pretty good. I mean, $8 for a pound of wings.
I do the grilled cheese.
You go grilled cheese?
Kim's grilled cheese, I think it's what it's called. It has apple slices.
Oh, that sounds pretty legit.
The cheese, bacon,
too.
It's fire.
They brine their wings all day and stuff. It's pretty, it's my thing, and I just get drunk. But as I'm sitting there, I looked on the TV, and on the TV on ESPN, I realized what was playing was ACL. Do you guys want to guess what ACL stands for? ACL is a league.
Adult.
It is a league.
This is the lingerie football league.
Adult cannabis.
Oh, hey. I already said it's linger. League, so you should league.
Adult cannabis league?
The adult cannabis league. No.
The ACL stands for the American Cornhole League.
Cornhole.
See, when I grew up,
why
cornholing
did you say I was
totally
close?
Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you even say I was close?
I just want to make you feel good. You almost won that car, Savvy.
Wait, what?
There's no car. It's a 93 Geo Metro. It's not
dreams.
That nice of a car. If you don't know, the American Cornhole League is a gay sport where guys cornhole each other on ESPN Live. It's the game cornhole. You know, throw the bean bags
the bean
into the
bag
right
into the onto the wood thing with the hole.
What's it called?
Cornholing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
On ESPN
at like 5 o'clock in the evening, and all I can
prime
think
time,
is like.
Time.
This
sweeps.
So I had a couple thoughts. Sorry, sweeps. Yeah, it sweeps. I had a couple thoughts about this. One of the first ones I noticed was they were wearing earbuds, like AirPods, while playing, and I'm like, okay. Anything you can play while playing while wearing earbuds
is
not a sport.
Enough,
yeah. You're not like listen, I get
so
it. I shoot around.
Music?
Yeah, they're listening to like unless they're listening to like motivational. They're not listening to
you
know like
it.
Tony
aim for the hole.
Yeah,
so that, what is that the whisper shit that's really popular right now?
The Ying Yang Twins?
No, not the Ying Yang Twins. There's the fuck. Goddamn, never mind. Move on.
Is it weird? Is this some like weird like
I only got one question. Hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. So here's my I'm watching. I'm like, okay. If you can wear earbuds and play it, it is not a sport, therefore
right.
should not be played on ESPN.
Right.
Second, it was on ESPN.
Second of all, these people were wearing shirts with sponsors on them. Like, these people are getting
what
paid to do this right now.
What, competitively.
And let me, okay, I tell you, what I realized when I'm watching it, I go, this is the epitome of white privilege. Because first of all, there wasn't anyone, there was a crowd of people watching. There was no one in this crowd darker than Tom Selleck on the off season of Magnum PI in the crowd. Okay. Second of all,
that's a show from the
like,
80s.
Yeah, this is the it just goes to show you that like
why would you do
they literally these people literally have nothing. They have so little problems that they're like, Nice.
Hey, you want to go watch the cornhole?
I'm going to go watch some people throw beer.
Mom, let's go watch.
It was literally listing what type of bags they use. Like,
I wonder if you
like
could buy like trading cards and shit. Like, do they have stats? It's just
powers.
All the same picture. Like, well, somebody underhand throwing a fucking beanbag.
Here's
like,
where do you recruit for that?
30 damage.
You watch people throw something underhand into a garbage can from 20 feet. Like, hey man, have you ever thought about competitive cornholing?
Right.
Yeah. Here's the thing about people who play cornhole competitively and are so good, they have sponsors and are aired on ESPN during prime.
So it was ESPN. It wasn't ESPN 2.
It was ESPN 2. I'm sorry.
Okay. It wasn't the Ocho.
It wasn't the Ocho.
ESPN Ocho.
It was the Dose.
Shitty sports all day long, apparently.
If you are so good at cornhole that you have sponsors, you're in a league, and you have audience, and you're being aired on ESPN in the evening, I don't know. This may be shocking to you. They just fucking make every shot. Like, there's no.
Every. Do they, like,
fucking
slide
make
it
them
in?
All.
Or they just, like, swishes?
Both. There's what a lot the of sliding, fuck? but it's also
you got to slide in before you cornhole somebody.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on how many drinks you buy them first.
Yeah. At least spit on it first.
I'm watching like this isn't even fun to watch.
But you watched it.
Well, I was forced to at a certain point.
Because you were trying to. Never mind. I ain't gonna put that on there.
Take it easy.
I got you, man.
Looking for
my parents.
Tips.
Listen to this. That's not true.
What if they had like partner? Do they have partners?
Yes, teams. They do. It's when they each stand on each side of it and throw it, and they're like.
So, but was it like the world championships or something? Because I mean, I've seen like where they do like the world championships of what's that? The
beer pong.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And that was televised. That was actually here.
He was pantomiming masturbating, but I got beer pong from.
No,
him.
That's not.
Oh, that's not how you masturbate. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why?
Different techniques.
I saw a YouTube video the techniques. Other day of a new version of beer pong.
Oh,
that is
God.
Amazing.
Thank
it's
God
fucking...
you said beer pong.
Yeah, masturbating.
That was an interesting
that's
segue.
My follow-up. They taped like 6 cups to the top of a Roomba, and they put them on a small table.
Oh, wow. Roomba. Now we're, okay.
I've seen it where they stack them, too.
The stakes
cups
have been
yeah,
okay.
And shit, but
the stakes have been raised.
It's fucking Roomba beer pong, man. That's what that shit's at.
But so I would imagine that, but like just having cornhole, like it's Friday night, everybody, let's watch cornhole.
Yeah. Like when was the last time you saw horseshoes?
Did you
ESPN?
Say these were actually.
Yeah. Isn't the horseshoes an Olympic sport, though?
So describe
the
scene
probably
again.
In the next
describe
Olympics.
What you
no,
saw.
No, I don't wanna know.
What did you see as you're watching this ESPN to cornholing segment?
I like how you phonetically pronounce ESPN.
Okay.
You're like ESPN. The ESPN.
The ESPN to.
It is. I'm sitting at the bar. The lights are at about a 6. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. You're with me. I'm
this being
never
a 10.
Been in a bar.
Okay. This being a 10.
Yeah, this being a 10, we're at about a 6.
Okay, this is
I'm eating my buffalo wings. I got some blue cheese in front of me. I'm a blue cheese guy, not ranch. Blue cheese is better. Don't do it with ranch. Do yourself a favor.
Italian food.
Yes, Italian food. Just like mom used to make back in Sicily.
Okay.
Blue cheese and buffalo.
I worked in an Italian restaurant, so I can make Italian food.
Okay, can you?
All right.
Perfect. The
chicken wings are not fucking Italian.
There's chickens in Italy, right?
When have I ever made chicken wings?
We weren't talking about that.
All right.
We said he was eating chicken wings.
So I'm watching the TV.
Right.
And this ACL comes on. I'm like, what was the ACL? And it turns out it stands out for American Cornhole League. And it's these guys.
Cornhole is one word.
Cornhole. I think it's
hyphenated.
I'm not sure.
Hyphen cornhole.
It's ACL.
Hyphen.
So.
Yeah. It it's got to be one.
It could
word,
be like
yeah.
an ACHL.
Yeah, he got a cornhole. Oh, my hyphen. You know what I mean?
No, it's one word.
It's usually.
There's a fucking website, and it's www.iplaycornhole.com.
Usually it's not I got a cornhole my hyphen. It's usually I got a cornhole my hymen.
Yeah, well,
that
was the joke if you would have been.
Johnsonville Brats is a sponsor.
Exactly.
So shoot. That tells us the type of people. So you don't have to be in shape, right. is what you're saying.
Well, no. These guys don't.
I mean, just arm mobility, I suppose.
Man. Wait a minute.
It's a pretty diverse ethnic background that's on there, though.
Wait. I think I actually watched that. So were they wearing like white pants and blue shirts with like suspenders?
Well, they all no. I think
like
you watched,
teams.
You were watching dwarf tossing.
No, that's illegal now.
In Washington.
In Washington, yeah, because that was
I
a funny fucking story.
Thing.
Oh, it's
yeah.
a great story.
It's a thing.
I didn't know it was a
deja
thing.
Deja vu, man.
Yeah, they do it at strip clubs.
Last October.
Yeah.
In strip clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great.
What thing. Does that?
Diesel mean? Bring it back when he's mayor.
Yeah, don't worry.
Whoever this fucking
mayor
city
of
council,
Washington, yeah.
Whoever this city council guy is that's fucking making an uproar, like he's just pissed probably because he didn't get a fucking lap dance that night.
I mean, Ben's a friend. He's been on the show.
Has he?
Twice. He's actually in the studio and he's been on the talk show.
Fuck that.
He's on his way over, isn't he?
Yeah, he's bringing the hookers. Oh. No, Ben.
And the midgets, right?
And the midgets. That's awesome.
Midget hookers.
Whoever
we got the Velcro walls up.
That's
so.
Right. If whoever tosses wondering. The midget the furthest gets to be the mayor.
Well, I mean, it depends. Okay. Can I toss myself?
How tall are you?
Whoa, take it
whoa,
easy.
Whoa, okay.
All right.
Really? That was
crossing the line.
Too tall.
Man.
You're not a midget. You're too tall.
You got to be under 4'11".
All right.
Really? That's...
Is that
I'm not far from that, though.
Able to lift
under
a Volkswagen Bug.
Under 4'11" is considered legally considered a midget.
And the green grass grows all around. All right.
So how many midgets have you slept with this week, Deez?
This week? What day is it?
Monday.
Are we doing rolling week or calendar week?
Whatever.
Yeah, fine.
That only adds one.
I don't think there's that many.
Yeah. Do hand jobs count?
Why not?
Mini hand jobs counts as half.
Mini
right?
hand jobs.
Isn't that a park down by the river on the east side?
Hands making my cock look so big.
Mini hand job?
That's
okay.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
I don't partner with that.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Like I said, have you met Deez?
Yeah. Apparently have. So, let's talk about that. Sammy, you have been on the show before.
Yes, I have.
We did not realize that until you've been gotten to the studio.
Yeah.
And she's like,
and then I,
yeah, it all came back.
I realized that you hadn't changed a thing.
No, I haven't.
In 3 years.
My liver's just gotten more cirrhosis. That's about it. Yeah.
How many times have women come down to your basement and been like, oh my God, I've been here before?
Oh, they're not conscious when they come down here.
That's what I'm figuring.
Yeah. Like, so, yeah. God, that's don't.
So
be
that ridiculous. Would explain why I didn't remember upstairs.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently, yeah. Like, this is weird.
How can you come into a house with no furniture and not remember?
Yeah, I was like, where the fuck
did
are
you just
we?
Move in? And then she's like, oh shit, I was here 3 years ago. I was
He's been here forever.
Did you get robbed?
No.
Right?
No. Nope. He's just on some Dexter here. Shit.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's all good.
It'll save you if somebody was like trying to rob you, they'll peek in and be like, oh, there ain't shit here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly. That's all downstairs. So, you've been here before. So, welcome back.
Thank you.
I think it's hilarious that neither of us realized you'd been on this show.
Right.
And then we're like, oh, you've been here before.
Right.
So, it's good to have you back. Savvy is a hip hop artist in town, and pretty good. Also, I must say, pretty good. So we're excited.
Kind of sounded like a backhanded compliment, man. Why'd you have to throw the pretty good in there?
Pretty good.
You can't just say she's good.
Pretty good. That is the compliment. It's just saying someone is.
That'd be like me coming up to you after you did like a set and be like, you know what, your set was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's the inflection. It's the inflection. I said pretty good. If I just said good, that's facetious. I say that to everyone. I say good to anyone. I tell my, you know.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
No, you are very, very talented. I'm happy to have you here, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of your newer stuff. We're going to listen to that in a little bit.
Thank you.
But I think last time you were on, I don't think we got to talk to you as much. We had like 5 people on.
Yeah, I was definitely not the keynote on that one.
Tonight,
but I did end up kind of, we did a little cypher, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, we did.
I believe.
Tonight, you are the keynote, though.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Let's talk about you.
Let's do it.
Hip hop, that's you. That's what you do. How long have you been doing music for? Obviously, at least 2 years since that's the last time you were on.
Right. I've been doing hip hop and performing in the Spokane area for about 3 years now. And I started rapping when I was about 13, 14. But I was like, I always wrote songs, like even as a little kid and stuff. But.
Okay. And then, so what, when did you transfer it into actually performing?
When I was 16, and I moved out of my mom's house and was just doing my own thing and performing and doing music and, you know, just out there.
Yeah.
Doing it.
What, I mean, where did you first do music at? Where was the first place you performed? Spokane.
And, I moved back and forth from West Seattle to Spokane my whole life. So, like, I never really got into the scene until I came over here. And I haven't really experienced any other music scene besides Spokane. Yeah. So, like, I'm really ready to, like, just branch out and, like, go and, like, tour and do
the whole
all
thing.
That.
Yeah. So, what musically, what were some of your influences coming into music? When, I mean, because I feel like that's an interesting time that you came up in hip hop. Because for me and the other people doing like hip hop was a lot different for us growing up than I feel like it was. Probably
right,
for
absolutely.
You probably had some influences. You know, I mean, you obviously have the older stuff you can tap into, but the modern music for you was different.
Way different, and that's what I liked about when I listened to her earlier. That's what I liked is it's more hip hop.
Yeah, like, it's real hip hop.
Yeah.
We it's raw.
Actually lyrical, right. Like it's, you can actually hear the shit. Like, yeah.
Wordplay, there's, you know, there's cadence, structure. There's fluctuation, you know what I mean? There's there's, you know, breaking down and there's leading up to a certain it's definitely.
But now you grew up in like a musical family though, right?
Yes,
like
I did. So my dad was in a band. He was in a cover band when I was really little called True Gimmick with my godfather Pat and my mom's dad. All
right.
And my mom sings. My mom actually does her own little entertainment company thing called 509's Finest. You guys had her on here.
Michelle,
yeah,
right?
Michelle. Yeah, that's my mom.
She was in here a while back. Yeah.
Yeah. And
which is also crazy. She was in. I was talking to Savvy the other
Trevor,
day.
Trevor, right?
Yeah, Trevor. And like, she's like, "Oh, Michelle, that's my mom." And I'm like, "Oh, well, shit, I fucking shoot."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, no, she
came
in. We're
gonna have your whole family. We'll get your next family reunion.
Right.
In the
let's do it
right here.
Let's not do that.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, no, she came into the music scene out here because she, you know, was trying to help me and stuff. And then eventually, you know, she realized that she wanted to do more, you know, and she kind of branched off and did her own thing. And I went my own way and did my own thing. And we've been, you know what I mean? She's doing good for herself. She's been, you know, connecting with some artists and making some strong connections and stuff like that. But personally, I have an album coming out. And the album name is Rebirth, and I'm working on it right now in the studio currently at the new studio that we have.
You should come check it out.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's really like sick.
Come down. Let's
it's
do it.
Really fun. Sick.
Where is it? Where's it at? No, you didn't tell us.
It's
right
up
there.
North.
Tell me, okay, we'll just say
it's up north, yeah. Like by Walmart.
What's the first? Is it your first album?
It'll be my second album, but it'll be my first album released the proper way and like all everything done right, and it'll be on platforms.
Publishing.
You know what I mean? Media platforms and stuff, and it'll be available to the public and, you know, everybody.
Cool. Right on. So let's circle back real quick.
Okay.
You grew up in Spokane?
I grew up moving back and forth from Spokane to Seattle.
Okay.
So my dad lived in White Center, Burien. I went to high school at Highline High School in Burien. So in high school, when I was 14, I moved to my dad's and I decided I wanted to stay there. I wanted to stay at one high school all the way through high school. You know what I mean? I didn't want to have to worry about making new friends because I always moved everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to stay in one spot. So I moved over there and then, you know, life happens and I was a kid and, you know, I was skipping school and making music and doing whatever out there and, you know.
So when did the music bug bite you, though? Like, at what point did you decide that was what
you wanted?
To take
it seriously?
Yeah, that's what you wanted to do.
Well, an old friend of mine, we're no longer friends or anything like that, but I just was making music, you know what I mean? And everybody, like everyone was like, yeah, it's good, you know what I mean? But I didn't have any intention of taking it further than, like, just writing it down and, hey, check this out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I knew it was a possibility. You know, and so I met an old friend, not gonna name anything or whatever, but he really motivated me to, like, you know, step up my game and, like, actually, like, was like, no, you're sick, like, you could really, like, do something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And your words are powerful, they have message behind it, and you know what I mean? You're a strong person, and it shows in your music. And I really started taking it seriously when I first started performing, and, like, it's been go, go, go ever since then.
Sure. So, when I mean, coming into music, I'm sure there's probably some, I don't want to say adversity. Maybe adversity or challenges coming Absolutely. In at your age, being a woman, yeah. You know, where you're from, et cetera. That's got to be an interesting. There's got to be some obstacles, or at least a different path.
Right. It that is way. Definitely. And the biggest obstacle I wouldn't say would be being female, because honestly, if I'm being honest, it kind of gives me an advantage because people don't expect it from me. Right. You know what I mean? So people that see me perform, the first time they see me perform, are kind of taken aback by, you know, the level of my, you know, lyrics and like how I can put songs together and stuff like right. that. So it's kind of an advantage.
Like if she could put sandwiches together, like she put lyrics together, this girl would have it down, right? And like,
you sexist motherfucker. This interview's over.
No, but no, big, I, no, I mean, that's, you know, it's funny because I sandwiches. Really, I just, right? I'm like, I didn't see any bread. That's, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. No. No. Because I mean that. You're right. That's such an interesting thing. Because I mean, I feel like you know, it is because they don't expect it from you. You do have that.
And with my age as well, it's kind of an advantage. But at the same time, a lot of venues don't want to book me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not 21.
Legally can't book you.
Right. They legally can't book me. And so it's kind of hard to get like a national tour going like I would want to do when I can't perform at over, you know, 75% of the venues in the country.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a hype. Like I'm just like kind of
getting ready.
Getting ready and, you know, just putting my craft in the incubator and getting better and better and, like, you know what I mean, just focusing, and until it's time, then I'm just gonna buckle down and release and content and perform where I can and do what I can and just, you know what I mean, boost relevance.
Sure. So what are some of the challenges that you have had to look at, like coming into the game, like, you know, doing what you do? I feel like that you know, I mean, there's I feel like it's an interesting thing, you know, because I mean it's first of all, like, I mean, in general, Spokane, or not Spokane, but like hip hop is more ubiquitous in an ethnic form, you know, like ethnically it's like more of a, you know, and then doing hip hop in Spokane and then getting Northwest thing, being younger, being female, like there's so many, again, it's an interesting path, and I don't mean this in like a
it's just, you know, kind of things, like, combined that you wouldn't expect
it's
all in one.
It's just, I feel like it's a really interesting story because it's very unique in hip hop. But you're doing it well. So like you have a unique voice and platform.
Thank
but
you.
Like I wanna kind of dig into that, and like how that affects you, or like how that, like the, the, you know, coming
Absolutely.
Up, how that worked for you.
Well, coming up in the scene.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, Spokane, as you know, most everybody in Spokane knows, shows are kind of like a hit and miss here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Either it does really well or it just does okay. You know what I mean? Or it doesn't do at all.
Yeah, listen, I do comedy. I get
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
It's
comedy,
the same
right.
Shit.
Comedy, hip hop.
Yeah,
hip-hop,
yeah,
pretty
like
much.
One night it's 350 people. The other night it's two people getting drunk at the bar.
Right,
I'm like, why is this guy yelling at me from the corner?
Right.
Give him a mic. This is the worst karaoke ever.
Right. Yeah. God damn it, this TED Talk sucks.
Yeah, but no, coming up in the scene as a female, you know, being white in a mostly, you know, more minority based genre of music, as you were saying, as you were trying to get at, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I believe that my music speaks for itself, you know what I mean? And no matter what I look like or what people think of me, the music is going to be the most important part. And people don't respect me because of it, you know what I mean? I've had people resent me because of, you know, talent or whatever.
Sure.
It was.
No, that's,
and,
yeah, and that's going to happen.
But,
no matter,
you know, real
what,
recognize real on a 100 basis, you know what I mean? On like a, you know, just on general principle, I believe that real people recognize real people and real talent and real work and real, you know what I mean, progress and real effort pays off and it shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, either people will recognize that or they won't. And if they don't, then it's their loss.
Well, and you're absolutely right. That's in any art form that it shines through, and not to gloss over talent you have, but also hard work and like just dedication to a craft means so much. And, you know, putting together what you want to do. So
right.
That's
yeah.
You know, that's great.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work. And, you know, people don't realize, and I'll touch bases on, like, so last year, around summertime, I went over to Seattle for, an opportunity, and I was offered, a significant amount of money to sell my songs, and I refused it, and what I realized out of that was a lot of people don't realize the amount of work and what you put into your music. It's not just, like, something that you create, like, it'd be like a painter's painting, what I mean? It's your vision. It's a part of your life. It's something that you had to relive in order to create that. You know what I mean? And every time you hear it or every time you perform it, you relive that moment and those moments. And, like, I just, music has much more meaning to me than...
Well, it's an art. It's an art.
Right, absolutely.
So let's talk about your influences in hip hop. Again, we kind of touched on that a little bit ago, talking about your, a unique time of you kind of springing into being a person in hip hop in that time frame of what hip hop was, just a couple of years ago, really, I assume, because I mean, given your age, for me, it was, 1988, 1989, I grew up in South Central in the 80s. So I was like listening to NWA and shit like that.
Right. Absolutely.
So it was a different time. Mm-hmm. So what were some of your influence? What were some of the things musically that got you, that pushed you towards, because you come from a musical family. So pushed you towards hip hop as opposed to
rock and roll,
folk music?
Right.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know. I always related to hip hop way more than any other genre. And, I respected the articulance, if that's a word.
I get what you're saying.
I appreciated the work that got into it. And hip hop is a genre that crosses over many different genres and many different platforms of genres.
Yeah.
And hip hop is the only genre to do that. Cross over into every other single genre.
Yeah.
Every single,
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. You can bring, several hip-hop artists, including Nelly, Snoop Dogg, and other people have brought in country elements to hip-hop music, but you can't bring hip-hop music into a Keith Urban song and make it work.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't work.
Right.
But you can bring...
Nelly could do it.
I would say Georgia Line, Nelly, there's...
I mean, so, I imagine
I feel like it's harder anyway. At least
I would much rather apply it.
The number one selling freaking country singer right now is Black.
What does that have to do with mixing hip hop and
Darius Rucker?
No, not Darius Rucker.
Does he mix
Kane
it?
Brown.
The Hootie, yeah, Kane Brown.
Who that is.
Kane Brown's and it's not his. It's not even really hip hop. But I mean, there is an entire genre of hip hop right now that is country based.
Yeah,
this country,
it's hip hop.
I don't know about.
He's like, hey, we don't say that on my show. We don't say hip hop on here.
I don't care.
No, but anyways, I think that. What the heck?
Why did you do hip hop? Who are your influences coming up?
No, yeah, okay, but I was getting somewhere. Anyways, so
yes,
hip hop and multi genre and blah blah blah. What I would much more compare it to would be if you tried to mix like EDM with country or something. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a whole genre of EDM,
right?
And
but
country.
It's called a kick trip. Well, do you listen to it?
There you go. Nailed it.
Do you listen to it?
Yeah, I love it. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you listen to it though?
Not
he listens
at all.
No. Okay. Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Then.
No.
Anyways.
I get. No, I absolutely. Sorry. Keep going though.
But yeah. If you tried to mix I'm not gonna say rock and country because obviously that's been done. Kid Rock's a thing. But you try to mix classical with country, it's not going to work. You mix classical with hip hop, it's something, you know what I mean? It's beautiful. It is. You know what I mean? You mix country with hip hop, it's good. You mix rock with hip hop, it's good. But like you try to, any other genre tries to cross over with any of its other genres, you know what I mean? Then it's,
yeah.
And like, I think that that made me relate to hip hop a lot more because, you know, my parents were both very multi-genre listening to music people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what about musicians, actually? Who were some of the like hip hop musicians that pushed you towards?
So my mom's friend, one of my mom's friends, a family friend, gave me a little MP3 player when I was like 7, and it had like a bunch of Godsmack, some like Lil Wayne, Eminem, you know what I mean? And my mom listened to like Tech N9ne and stuff growing up. Yeah. So I had the influence already. I loved hip hop. You know, my mom, you know, it was
2007, by the way.
Right. When I was like 6 and 7.
Okay.
Well, I would have been 8 in 2007, actually, because I was born in 99. But anyway,
I was already sitting at my 10 year high school reunion.
This timeline is getting murky.
Right. Anyways, so I got introduced to hip hop in the 2000s, you know what I mean? And, you know, later and earlier 90s. Era. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I kind of stayed on that same platform. I still listen to, you know, 80s.
Album from that period is.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I listen to Bad Meat. Okay, and let's.
Who's the goat?
Oh my God! I don't know. So you can judge me. You know what I mean? But
so Tupac. Yeah. Tupac is what
Anyways,
you're saying.
But I mean, I just
greatest full time hip hop.
A collective group of everybody.
Are
from
you talking about the Wu-Tang Clan? Ain't nothing to fuck with.
But. They're very good, but
they are for the children.
They're for the children. Describe the hip hop. They're very good.
They're very good. They're very good.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Very pleasant people.
Okay, I would say Eminem, Tupac. These are all looking at me.
Where are we at?
You're the one who's talking.
You're the one that's talking.
Okay, during this entire thing, so it just made me uncomfortable. Anyways, okay, Eminem, Tupac. You know, I mean, I can't put me on the spot, and everything leaves my brain. But
okay,
all of those people.
Those people.
All Tupac, of those people.
You know, Eminem, Tupac.
That's Nas, right. You know, there's just so many. I have a lot of influence, and it's just not just hip hop. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, you know, rock bands and, you know, older bands like Fleetwood Mac and like things that you wouldn't imagine a rapper would listen to that I'm like getting down to. You know what I mean?
Or an 18-year-old rapper to listen to.
Yeah,
right. A 19-year-old rapper.
But I mean, that's the beauty of music. That music is influenced by so many things. Like I feel like, you know, I mean, like personally, in my what I do, comedy is not what influences my comedy. Things outside of that influence
real
my
life.
Comedy. Yeah.
Yes.
So like, you know, life influences your music, but listening to hip hop just insulates you and makes you do kind of almost carbon copy hip hop. Whereas if you can, you have other influences, you're fusing those things into your original thoughts and making something unique now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And it becomes your own. And I think that the biggest part of that was my connection to hip hop because of the lifestyle that I was brought up in and the kind of, you know, things that went on in my life. Like, I was around a lot of drugs and alcohol my whole life, you know what I mean? And, you know, I was poor. I was really poor growing up. And I think that, you know, most genres don't really get into, like, the core, you know what I mean? It's like the emotional side, whereas hip-hop will call out the problem and, you know what I mean, tries to get the point across.
Inner-city folk music.
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
Well, I tell a lot of people...
Ain't no inner-city.
Who you know, I have a perspective of growing up in, you know, South Central in the 80s, in bad areas, in those time periods. And, like, I remember when, like, you know, NWA and Fuck the Police and those things came out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people who weren't from those areas would list a song and they would only focus on the surface level of what they're saying. I'm like,
right, they'd be like, oh my
like,
God.
Like, you don't understand. Like, there's a revolution that needs to happen. Like, this is a song of a people without a voice.
Yep. Meanwhile, you know, I'm up here growing up out in Cheney, fucking listening to Automobile.
We can both
fucking
go
Cheney.
Home in my automobile.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, it is a thing. It is a music that it is the realest, most, I think,
raw,
purest form of, like, actual, you know, in. It's one of those things that, again, you can look at and just look at the surface. And if you don't dig into what the meaning, what they're actually saying and the message they're conveying, you'd be like, oh, this seems violent or whatever. And there's a lot of hip hop that's just garbage and they just talk shit and there's nothing, there's no depth to it. But there's a lot of hip hop where, yeah, they may be talking about subject matter that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's bad.
Like, and it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
You can't just ignore a problem and expect it to go away.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the
stance I take on Puerto Ricans.
Right.
But beyond that,
what?
I don't know.
He's racist.
What did I just agree to?
Yeah, you already agreed. Too late. Yeah. Get it here, guys. Right here on the social.
Is this a cult?
Savvy Ray hates Puerto Ricans. Anyway.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So your next album coming out, Savvy Ray Hates Puerto Ricans.
People think he's Mexican.
Been to New York.
Anyways, the album name is Rebirth.
Rebirth, yes.
And it's actually, let me get more into the album, actually.
Yes.
It is a collection of, you know, my greatest creations thus far, you know, over the course of the last, you know, 2.5 years. And some of the songs are old songs that I've remastered and, you know, redone in the studio. And a lot of the songs are new. There's going to be 13 tracks on the album, 13 tracks.
Okay.
Anyways. And I think that it's a very good showcase of the versatility of my talents and, you know, how I can switch from one style to the next. And I don't really have any set, like, sound. You know what I mean? I think that this album is going to be a really good transition for myself to be able to grow into the artist that I'm, you know, trying to become and, like, find, you know, exactly what I want to do and what kind of message that I want to, like, you know what I mean, project and, you
know. So I've got your YouTube page up. What song should we listen to? Or do you have Neil, do you have one you want to send me, or should we?
I'm stoned.
Welcome to the show, Neil.
You can play that invisible premix while he's sending you something else.
I will.
The audio should be fine.
Let's see if we can pull that up. So,
but yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that, bad boy.
It's loading.
Within me, my light's just shining too bright. Being me is like living in a shark glass box, never knowing when all your dreams might pop. And besides that, never knowing how to feel, cause the box made of glass wasn't made to conceal. I've tried to find a way out, but everybody else wants to see me drown. Kick me down till the lights cut out, but the fight only starts once I hit the ground. As I take my first step and place my first breath, I find a sign, a will. I know I breathe and there's life in me, but
I'm designed to kill.
So please step back, because I might crack, cause the box that I lived in is real. So please try to break the seal. Staring into the mirror, I see the eyes of a criminal. Life in these songs, wanna get help, but I can't admit I was ever in pain, can't play no fit. I just wanna start over, press start. Maybe it was all over a broke heart. Maybe I can pick up the pieces and play. At the end of the day, no, it's never the same. Once you know the whole world is a lie, and you're not just a little girl, no, you can't cry. You ain't got time, go write some more lines. Try showing these people why they're so blind. I don't wanna invade your privacy, but you and your soul's been playing hide and seek. If it gets too cold, try to find a heat, but you can never escape the fire, see? Love, happiness, comfort, that don't come with the box I come from. I just want a shot to be me, but not everyone is the person you see. Staring into the mirror, I see the eyes of a criminal. Only then do I realize I'm invisible, invisible. Staring into the mirror, I see the eyes of a criminal.
singing your own hooks and everything.
Yeah.
You, Jesus Christ.
What?
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Oh, no, thank
it's
you.
It's nice. It's impressive. That's it was.
I appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
Very, very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. And really, she sang too.
Yeah.
God damn. So, yeah. All right. Well, I'm looking you. Forward to hear. Hopefully, I can get a copy of the album when it comes out. You let me know.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear you get a copy. Yeah. I'm gonna. What's gonna happen? Let me just get. I'll. Unless you have a question.
No. No. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay. So what we're gonna do is, or what my plans are with the best singles off the album recorded, do videos to them, release the videos, you know, one by one, you know, and I'll set it up so that when I release a video, it'll also be promoting a show that I'm, you know, gonna be performing at, or some kind of merch or some kind of something, and so I'll release each single, each of the six singles, with a video. As a lead up to my album drop, and then, you know, I'll have a show and like album release and stuff like that, and you know, it'll be
fun.
Yes, when's, it should be good.
When's the album releasing?
I don't have a set date yet, but it's going to be sometime this spring.
Spring. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, we look forward to checking it out. Yeah, can't wait to hear it. If you have any other links, shoot it my way, but I'll keep an eye out for the release party. Right?
Oh boy!
Yeah. Let's
oh boy!
Are you gonna come do some stand up at a?
Are you gonna?
Party?
Are you gonna sponsor me and fund it?
You got
the funding part. Maybe
I will do stand up at it.
He'll do a GoFundMe.
You'll do stand up
at no charge
and fund it.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. And I will promote it.
Oh, that is good.
I will promote it.
He's expensive.
I'm not cheap. Listen.
No, you're cheap, but
he's not. I'm a cheap person, but I come expensive.
Okay.
Not as cheap as those Puerto Ricans, right, Deez?
No, yeah, fuck it. Those people. God, glad they don't have power.
Literally, still don't have power.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
Okay.
You know what happened to me? Somebody told me that I was experiencing a case of white fragility.
What the fuck?
Were you cold or something?
No. Was I cold?
Yeah,
not fragility.
Oh, sorry.
Fragility.
Oh, got it.
So fragile.
Yeah,
white fragility. Do you know? Do you know what that?
I'm Mexican.
Apparently,
I don't know about that
means. Apparently, it means that you get defensive when people mention racist things or something. Okay, someone was like, "If you think that people of color can be racist, you're part of the problem."
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
"Well, anybody can be racist."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was like, "You need to quit the black art form that you're a part of," and fucking
appropriating
freaked
black
out.
Well, here's the problem with that.
Oh God, I probably shouldn't have.
No. Not the problem with you saying that.
No.
I'm on your team.
Okay. My team. Yay.
So here's the thing. Like,
do the
like
clap
I said,
thing.
where I grew up and how I grew up, it was Mexican, some black people, and some Filipinos. Like that was basically, and then Korean.
So
people.
Seattle.
So Korean people owned the businesses that were on fire during the riots.
Okay.
So that's and it was weird because at that time where I grew up, like we. I mean, there were issues, but like, it wasn't like it is now. I feel like people are making a much bigger thing out of racism.
It is
now.
A much bigger
was,
thing.
Was
ridiculous.
Then. And I don't understand what changed. Cause I feel like things were really good for a while. And then like we got a black president and was like, cool, racism has ended. And then it got worse. I don't know what happened. And my thing is like, maybe just again, cause of where I grew up, race like literally doesn't even come into my head as a thought when I meet people.
Right,
things like
me
it's
either.
It's like a non. So you don't give a shit, except for Puerto Ricans. But the
oh my God.
50% the so if anyone would tell you that it's culture, I'm like, at a certain point, it's not your culture anymore. Like it's just
pop was a culture that mixed black and white. You know what I mean? And it was, you know, white, you know, black
well,
people
that,
were on
but
the
like
turntables
when Run DMC
and
was coming up.
MCs,
you had Beastie Boys and shit.
Exactly.
And it's like they never get.
Like, it's not like I'm trying to say like, oh, white people don't get enough credit in the hip hop scene, and we're not culture. Always has been.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And the only way that's gonna change is if people, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And And it takes both sides to put it behind us. And I think that...
that is the most way, political we've ever gotten on the show with a fucking 20-year-old.
Right?
19-year-old.
Exactly that. The racism in this country is... bring it more prevalent to the front.
Well, and information's like available right then and there, so it just spreads like fucking crazy.
Well, exactly. And they make, you know, a large deal of whether they're black, Mexican,
and you know
white,
what?
Whatever, and then that fuels that. I've been a lot of places. The sheriff was acquitted for that shooting in there, and I've seen the video. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To where that right there fuels the thing. It started with the Zimmer guy, bringing it back up in that, and then you hear about it now with social media being
it's a relevance competition.
The kid at the Washington, D.C. rally the other day with the freaking MAGA hat on.
Yeah.
Right now, and yes, I'm doing what everyone else is doing right now, and we're all doing it together. Yeah. Yay. You know what I mean? And it's like
but it's the people that have the voice that bullshit always spreads faster than anything.
Right, and one bad berry will, spoil.
It's going to
take time. And it's going to take people just stepping out of their comfort zone.
It's going to take robots, bro. They got to take over.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
Yeah,
children are the right now that,
teach your kids programming.
Yeah.
Hip hop, I mean, a lot of people say, okay, from the African culture comes the beats and becomes, and symphony and all of these other melodic things. Yeah. So they're integrating both. So they bring it to the sound relevant
spoken
and
word.
Have their
rhythm,
put their passion.
Poetry.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Put the rhythm. Yeah. He's he has a kid named Jacob. They had a band that was pretty good.
You know, so good.
Bob Dylan. He's always been like,
he's got bars.
No, exactly.
He's got bars, man.
So, I mean,
of that and
saying, yes, this is ours and you can't have it.
Yes.
But it's more of, look, man,
it's like cornhole.
Appropriating. It's like cornhole.
Yeah.
You got to share the whole, man. You know what I mean?
Appropriating black white culture. By singing country music,
right?
Where the fuck is the outrage, people?
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Oh, there's someone
too. You know what I mean. What about his people? You know what I mean. What about you in like in his culture? I mean,
oh,
on
no,
multiple
for sure.
occasions
Whoa.
For be, like, for how, wanting to pursue a country like career, right? And me being, and I'm like, oh,
of course you are, fucking Aggie.
The pigtails are to throw you off, by the way. You know what I mean?
Brought up.
Right, you know and I mean? And I tried, you know. and that guy that was like, you know what I mean? You're experiencing white. It was if you think that people of color can be racist, then you're part of the problem. I was like, well, anybody can be racist.
Yeah.
Of if you think that the, you know what I mean? If somebody, if you're going to be prejudiced,
their skin. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's the most ridiculous.
And so I tried to, you know what I mean?
If
talk
we're gonna
with
hate,
him.
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, I tried to get on that
There's
level
only
with
two
him.
Genders. Fucking fight
with him and be like, hey man, you know what I mean? You don't think that I get told. You know what I mean? I've been told to quit before because I'm white.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but
or
assuming
girl,
that
or
young, whatever, or, you know what I
mean? Right.
And I, you know what I mean? I was like, I've experienced, you know what I mean? I had a hard life and it's me. That's validation for me
your
because the people in the
it.
Right. Well, not only the else can validate my feelings but me because nobody else is going to. You know what I mean? So when I put all that into that's me telling me, yes, that happened. Yes, you're okay. You went through that, and now it's over. And this is what you get. This, you know what I mean.
And then when people feel that, they feel the emotion.
Right,
they feel,
exactly.
That's what. For instance, like with me, I'm not a big fan of female rappers overall. I praise of music, but generally, female rappers, it just they all have this. The little content
Minaj,
they're talking
Foxy
about.
Brown, all of them.
They're talking about
my
pussy and I'm
exactly, and that's what they have. That's what they bring to the forefront. There are a few female rappers over time that have
can MC Light off of the Sunset
Light back
Park
in the day, right?
Man,
yeah,
was the shit.
Yeah, little blonde person comes up and making these men go, "What the fuck just happened?" You know what I mean? Or
what the
fuck was that? Or music. Does she write her own?
Oh, I get asked that almost
because
every single
that.
Show.
Because
I
of the
perform.
Content, because of the style for us just to listen to. And she'll be like, oh, I got something. Here you go. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what the fuck was that? That she's so young because, you know, she feels like that she's gone through so much. You know what I mean? And it's as you can have. And I've shown a lot of my friends that have been in the industry for a long time, even, you know what I mean, from to show her her music. And they're like, holy cow. And then they're like, they'll see her like and perform. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's bringing back real content. It's the delivery. It's females or young females can look up to and say, holy cow, man, she's really talented. Like my daughter, her sister, so it breaks that barrier, basically.
It's like when the U.S. of dudes in like geese and jeans overalls and like this guy was a boxer. This guy did that. and they fought each other, right? And now it's actually mixed martial arts. Guys fighting a trucker from fucking Alabama.
Shout out to Tank Abbott.
Yeah, he has all of it and took the best of it. And like, it's the same thing with like what we're talking about with Savvy now. Like, you was available for everyone. It wasn't just an urban thing. And now there's other forms of music. And women are doing it. Now it's like you grew up in the era of like the mixed martial arts. I was doing, you know, Tank Sudo back in fucking some weird shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Broadly of the races or whatever, and then you bring in, like you said, break it down to, you know, being from the Northwest and then being young and female and real and not trap crap. Whatever,
substance. You know what I mean? It's all about substance, and nowadays, you know what I mean. I do believe that the music that is made and produced by the media, you know, social media platforms and everything nowadays, are to dumb you down.
Oh yeah,
I believe that 100% to the fullest.
So I think you don't like Gucci Gang.
Well, I don't, you know what I mean? From an artist to an artist, I support every artist's craft, and I can have respect for every artist's individual crafts, but I do not have respect for things that dumb down the community and influence things.
I mean, you say Gucci Gang 300 times in a song.
It's catchy as fuck.
You're fucking
crazy. Yeah, it's
catchy,
but... I
have one question for you.
And the fact that he got rich off of that shit.
Super rich.
What is a little yachty?
A little yachty...
It's Spanish for a little boat.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. That's all you need.
Italian?
Italian, maybe.
Little yachty, I mean, he's a good artist.
I don't know one of his songs are. I don't know.
You don't listen to Macklemore?
Not really.
Lil Yachty, you do too.
No. I don't listen to any new hip-hop.
I can't listen
to
Macklemore
because
people confuse me with them all the time.
I just say you kind of look like... You look like a cross between Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
No, telling.
Oh, no, I used to have my hair like full Macklemore. It was terrible.
I've never been told that. So that I'd look like Macklemore.
Yeah. No?
Oh my God!
Not even
weird.
I know, right? That is
weird. Hey, you know what's funny? My uncle Dan's girlfriend said she went to school with Macklemore when she was younger, and my uncle Dan looks just like him. So every time she says that, I'm like, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, and he looks pissed every time he says it. He's like, I'm like, I wonder if she's called him Ryan in bed once or something.
That's funny.
Or whatever his first name is.
All
Ryan, right?
No, that's his producer.
Oh, you know. Well, anyway.
He's from Spokane.
He is, actually.
He went to Ferris.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get out of here in a second, but real quickly, Neil, give us an update on what you're doing, Villionaire Records and everything. Tell us about Elevator.
I have this artist named Savvy Ray, and she's better than everybody.
Yeah.
We just pretty much got a everything's going 2019. We've got a new studio, and we've got our screen printing shop's up and going, and we're getting moved into this new building up north, and all the artists are getting organized and starting to figure out shows and booking for 2019.
Yeah.
And getting we have a full-time video guy, we have a screen printer, we have studio's going, man. And like focusing on I've got 6 artists right now that we're really focusing on out of Spokane, for as far as hip-hop goes, in a lot of the different genres of the hip-hop, from underground to more mainstream stuff. But right now really focused on Savvy Ray over the next couple of years to get her, so when she is 21 and ready to go, she's got content and she's got a platform more than what she has, and doing it right. So because you hear about so many artists, even underground or whatever, there's no such thing as a label deal anymore. There's nobody's going to come in and say, here, well, kid, we'll give you $1 million, because you can go out and make $1 million yourself with
absolutely
online.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? But and just retaining that, go ahead.
No, yeah, no.
Yeah, but just keeping all of that going off of the old school ways of the record industry, and it's in trying to adapt and grow with it and evolve.
Stay relevant,
yeah, exactly, but evolve with it, because of social media and the internet downloads and stuff like that. It's not, you're not.
You can't just go and sell 2,000 copies.
Yeah, there's no selling CDs.
You know, a million copies and CDs anymore because everybody will download their music offline.
Right.
And if you can't download it offline, they'll convert a YouTube link and download it that way. You know what I mean?
So it's just getting everything ready and properly on the right platforms to get it gone the right way.
So what are who are some of the other artists besides Savvy Ray that we can get from Billionaire Records?
Dirty Savage is one of the ones. Leroy, he is. We had been together about 12 years. We did Chop Meat Records here in Spokane, which was a big
juggalo. Did you
hear that? Juggalo.
Been together about 12 years. Yeah. No. I just said that because I know if he listens to this, it'll make him uncomfortable.
Oh, he was watching the video. Anyways, so with him, he's really helped the label produce and it does a lot of the recording.
Yes,
and
he
and
does a lot of
engineering.
Work.
He busts his ass for us that people don't see, you know what I mean? And it's, as you know,
and he's
takes
an
a lot more
amazing performer.
Yeah, and his stage presence there again. I mean, he's done, we talked about the other day, he's done over 500 shows in 12 years. Then that's for an underground Spokane based artist. That's huge.
Unheard
that's
of.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know what
it
I
really
mean?
Is.
And some tours and stuff. He's released some albums, but now it's like, same thing with going from the genre, you know, trying to get into like more of a mainstream to where it's more financially relevant in your life. You're a professional now. You've done this. Like, what am I going to do? You're not just a kid that's been chasing his dream and working at Subway, because this is what he's done for the last 12 years. He's just work on music and CDs and all that. And he's really grown, and he's got a lot of really understands more of the business now over that. So, like, working on that. On One, which is another, he's Spokane native. He's been around for a long time. Really, really popular, really talented, very, very talented artist.
Yeah, has like a million albums.
Yeah, he's really, really talented guy.
Really good. I have a couple songs coming out with him. They're very good.
Nice. Really good. But, it's King Scrub is another one that we brought over from the underground, like the Juggalo scene or whatever that he's been since 2012. He was my first, you know, signed billionaire artist back in 2012.
Yeah, and he also created the beat for Invisible, the track that we just played on here.
Yeah,
that beat and a lot of the beats on my album Rebirth are all in house.
Right. And it's these guys. Basically, what I wanted to do and what I chose to do is take Spokane artists that have been grinding and doing it on their level on their own and saying, hey, let's do this. We have a studio, we have that we can make the merch, we have the videos, we have all of this stuff, book the shows, blah 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 blah, and go do it. And so they can do it independently in their craft, and they want to do it. And it's just getting everybody organized and getting it to where it's we're all on the same page and on the same level and understand. It's a lot of fucking work, man.
Yeah, it really is. And there's multiple things that go into it. You know what I mean? When you're trying to be 100% self-sustainable, you need to think about every single item of merchandise that you would need. You know what I mean? CD printing, T-shirts, banners, flyers, you know what I mean? Planning tours, you know, funding those tours. If you're buying on a tour, buying on that tour,
making sure
making sure that you are set up, you know, every night, because you have to stay somewhere every night.
Hotels,
food, everything.
You know what I mean?
Budgeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's pretty much we're at a point right now to where we're on the positive side of ground zero, you know what I mean? Instead of like, oh, we got to get everything ready. Right, we're like, okay, now everything's ready. Now let's really start. You know what I mean?
It's been gaining ground and getting everything ready to go. And then it's like, okay, this is a good opportunity. Boom, go. And putting like Savvy Ray in front of the right people. Yeah. Boom.
Yes.
And then it goes. Or even like On One or Dirty Savage or King Scrub, because they're in Pest and all these other guys their talent is there, their drive is there, they've been doing it for an exponential amount of time. It's just getting in front of the right demographics to be able to do that independently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have the internet. It's just going out, traveling, still doing that guerrilla marketing, that hand-to-hand, because you got to see it to believe it.
And face-to-face is literally the best promotion you can ever ask for or get.
Oh, you're a rapper? Here, say something. And she'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Buy a CD,
and,
you know what I'm saying?
And
that's
like
the way it goes. And there's a lot of artists that aren't like that, that are saying, oh, yeah, I'm a rapper. I'm a good blah, blah, blah. And say, okay, cool. Well, rap. And then you say, oh, that was good. Because that's the generic response.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not, you don't get that generic, that
People get hyped. People people want to punch people in the face after they hear me rap.
Right.
And you can quote me on that.
But that's like with everybody, the energy of the stage, being on stage with your stage presence and the content. That's why all of the guys that we have, that's why we do the shows at the Knitting Factory. That's why we do the bigger shows. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's sometimes there's 380 people show up or 500 people show up.
Right,
sometimes it's like 15, 20 people show up. Spokane is that market. But
right. Yeah.
Here, we love it because Spokane's a great place to be from, and having the label here, yes, and having everything. We can literally come in, close the door, record the album, mix the album, record the videos, print the merch,
yep,
print the CDs.
It's all
print,
in there.
Everything's there. Unlock the door, go get in the van, and go on tour. And that's something that very few independent labels are able to do. And it's not fucking easy.
And it's a lot of work.
That's what our goal is to do. Even, you know what I mean? And that's...
Well, there you
That's
go.
That's what it is.
So guys, yeah. So where can Savvy shout out where people can find you, social media, et cetera?
My Instagram, it will be at rae.savvy. So ray.savvy on Instagram, and on Facebook, it's just Savvy Ray. And Facebook or Instagram is the best platforms to reach me on, yep, or to find anything I'm involved with, or, you know, more information about me.
All right. Neil?
VillionaireRecords.com.
Villionaire Records. Go check it out, guys. All right. Jeremy, you got anything else?
Do you want me to do the news?
You got news?
I don't know. I can pull some out of my ass.
If it was something about Puerto Rico.
Okay, I'll get you the... Do you want Jack's theme song?
Fuck yes, I want Jack's theme song.
Real quick, we got a show coming up March 9th at the Knitting Factory.
Yes, we do. Awesome.
March 9th.
It's going to be huge.
Okay. Is it going to be a Villionaire Records?
It's Kung Fu Vinyl's headlining,
yes,
but it's all the... Villionaire Records are doing a 45-minute Wu-Tang sets. All
right.
Yes.
So everybody's going to be doing songs.
Yes.
Free 21
March
over.
Kung Fu Vinyl is also a great dope band. If you haven't heard of them, you need to go see them as soon as possible. Dope. They're amazing. The first time I heard them, I got chills. It's, you know, Ben 10, Kingston, and a few other people, and they're really good. And,
All right. Let's see. You've heard of March 9th, Knitting Factory, Spokane. All right, you ready to get into the news? Hold on. You want your theme song?
Yeah, give me 1 second to find a fucking story.
Yeah, I'll play the theme song.
Her name is 10 letters long, but she spells it with 3. Oh, Jeremy called her dirty, but she's the cleanest hippie. Anything she'd rather do, like go out digging for shiny rocks. But we're happy she's here with us, telling you about someone some cop shot. It's the news.
It's the news.
And she will keep you coming back. Oh, you know what to do. Ooh. Listen to the news with
Jeremy.
Jack.
In Chinese news.
Is that a bong rip? I wish we had a real one of those.
Yeah.
All right now, traffic's backed up on I have no idea what I'm doing, but I found this news
story. This is going to be posted on Wednesday, so the traffic report probably...
Traffic on Wednesday is...
We got traffic in lanes backed up on the 505. Okay,
predictable.
What? The interstate runs through this town.
All right.
So I got a news story here. Border Patrol responds after comedian interrogated on Spokane bus.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Deese, was this you?
Yeah, I didn't take the bus. Come on.
I can't even pronounce this guy's name.
Deese,
do you know this guy?
No, I don't.
Mohamed Nad El Cheeky.
He's a Portland comic. I know
Portland
that.
Comic?
I don't know him personally, but yeah, he's a Portland comic. And he's from Libya, is that right? He's
sounds about right.
He's a Portland comic.
Graphic in Libya.
From Libya. Yeah.
That sounds suspect as fuck.
Does that mean he just makes comedy about Portland and lives in Libya?
He's here on I think asylum or some sort of
sleeper cell.
Oh, okay.
Sleeper cell, I think is the correct term.
Yeah.
That's not
sleeper cell.
Is that like the agents?
It's
that
terrorists.
You
that
say
live
one
over
word
here
and they're like, "I'm gonna kill everybody."
No, it's just it's like the 9/11 people were like sleeper cells.
Yeah.
Okay, so like people that are like agents, right?
Yeah.
And like something triggers them or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like mission mode, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I was
much
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinda.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to
snap, and then they want to kill everyone.
He's going to kill everyone at the bus station. He's going to kill a bunch of schizophrenic homeless people at the bus station.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Spokane.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because this was an STA. Sure. This was the Greyhound station.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
oh,
not, this was an STA. It was
you can tell the comedy's treating him well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah.
Portland.
I don't even know why he was in Spokane, because he wasn't doing a show here, as far as I know.
Was he doing one? No, he wouldn't be going to Montana. Well, Montana's a little bit... Yeah.
They're a little bit more right.
Backwards.
You know what? You would be surprised.
You said Montana's a little... Nah.
I did some shows.
I love Montana. I lived in Paradise for a summer.
I bet Montana is beautiful.
There's nothing in Paradise.
Oh, God, no.
There's
two bars.
A coffee shop, two bars, and a
there's
whitewater...
There's a coffee shop now?
No, it's been there. The Paradise.
He got so excited.
Paradise
like
Bar.
Going to go back just
there.
To go there.
When were you there?
I was there in 2002.
When were you there? It's I feel like there's going to be like a stare down and like a choo.
No,
and like a tumbleweed rolling across.
That's Paradise Montana.
To draw.
That is Paradise Montana.
But you said, when were you there?
Oh, yeah, the river.
Right there and the mountains behind there.
Right.
You're the first person I've ever talked to that actually knows what the fuck I'm talking about. I used to work at Lucky Lil's in Wild Horse.
Oh, yeah.
I used to eat the burgers there.
So what happened to this? Tell us where this guy is.
Oh, shit, I don't know. He got arrested.
He got arrested.
He got deported.
He was threatening. Okay, so he was Middle Eastern. Is that what I read?
I think he's from Libya.
Libya. So those are the guys on Back to the Future that came and were in the mall parking lot. Those are Libyans, okay?
Yeah.
That's, when I think of Libyans, when I think of somebody who says Libyan.
Al-Qaeda.
Well, no.
Or
just,
like,
I think of Back to the Future. That's what I think of.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So a guy.
Like, Marty, no.
Yeah, right. And the right?
That's heavy. Saved,
those were Libyans.
Yeah.
Those were Libyans.
Yeah, when they're at the clock.
No, that's a different one. He was at the mall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The Western one was really weird.
He was right outside the XO Communications building downtown. Looks like.
Weird.
Okay. I was talking about
you know that.
ICE,
you know
ICE
that.
Sorry, go ahead.
That makes sense.
Whatever.
I mean,
to those
I'm not assuming that he's a terrorist or anything, because I'm totally not. But like, I heard that like 75% of Washington's communications go through that building downtown.
We should blow it up.
I was saying,
we
there you go.
Probably.
Maybe that's what he was there
that's
for.
That's like where like 95% of Washington's phone records are stored.
That's crazy.
Right?
Maybe that's why he was there. Sleeper cell,
I'm like,
indeed.
Why in Spokane?
Shit.
Weird.
We should murder this guy. What's that?
What?
Hey,
what
the fuck
something?
Just happened? He's like he's
so
like
confused.
Shaking it off. Deez is gonna snap and try to kill us, everybody.
No, I'm too lazy for
he's
that.
Mexican,
ICE has been downtown
wrong
a
kind of
lot
brown.
In Spokane. Actually, through Hoop Fest, they were all patrolling all around Hoop Fest.
ISIS?
No, ICE.
Oh, ICE. Got you. The immigration people.
Control.
Controlled enforcement.
Free sandwiches in a row.
You know what they should do, though? They should change it to NICE and put
NICE?
It as National Immigration. But
ooh.
NICE sounds way better than ICE.
That does sound wonderful.
You know, they're like,
ICE
hey, NICE
sounds
is coming.
Like they're
hey, NICE came and picked me
yeah,
up today. It was
yeah.
pleasant.
D-Nice.
Dude,
instead
I think
of Denise,
you're
she'd
yeah,
be D-Nice.
Fucking Marist Spokane, 20 wins
you're
the next
welcome.
Election.
I don't know.
20 wins the next election.
I'm fucking voting. That's
I'm voting.
No, that's already.
I'm
I
not
post,
vote
I,
for
I
you.
Made it public on his thing. He's,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
no,
sure.
I mean,
if
I will support
you.
You
want people from the West Side not to move over here? You just
I'm
going to
sign my ballot.
Mayor.
I'm going to fill out my ballot with your name on it, but I'm going to fucking put my dick on it after.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Just stamp it in ink and roll it.
I
have fun with your fucking warts on your hand, bitch, after counting.
So it's like a panoramic dick print. Like you just like roll it in the ink and then roll it on the. Yeah,
I just
so
can't.
It's like,
I just can't wait to run my own smear campaign where my
shouldn't be hard.
My
no,
commercials. I'm just gonna pick any episode of this show. I'm gonna any random 1 minute segment. I'm just gonna pull it out and put it
right.
as an advertisement. And they'll be like, "Who the fuck is this guy? He's got balls."
This,
right?
of this
yeah.
episode,
he'll definitely get the Puerto Rican vote, which
yeah,
is about
not.
Three
yes.
people.
So,
yeah, which is about
it's Spokane.
That's. I feel like that's even worse than all the.
Are you saying Puerto Ricans are worse? Jeez.
Whoa.
Savvy.
Whoa,
wow.
Whoa,
oh
whoa.
God.
We
I'm
need to
call this
saying,
not on this show.
I'm
we don't
saying,
have that kind of hate speech
I'm
on this show.
I'm saying
all
that
right,
assuming
okay.
that there's only three
right.
Puerto Rican
wow.
people in Spokane.
I've only ever met one. The whole time
oh, boy.
Wow.
New York.
Okay, well, you must oh, not go
I know,
out
like,
much.
Four?
Yeah.
You probably know New York and Tay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't pay attention to that kind of thing, so I wouldn't know.
All right. Is there any more news, Epi?
Not really. Like,
that was the worst news ever.
Hey, I was very unprepared. Jack was supposed
who's
to
the
be
new guy?
Jack was supposed. She didn't make it. She was.
I'm not the news guy.
Now, thank God I didn't bring my videographer. It would have been a mess.
Oh my goodness. All
right, guys.
He would have been like, never mind.
All right, guys. We've come to the end of the show.
Thanks, fun.
It's been a journey. Thank you, guys. Guys, Savvy's
Neil.
Oh,
there's still one more thing.
This is the part of the... Because...
This sounds like...
I sound like...
Whiteboard explainer music.
What happens...
I feel like I'm watching Caillou.
That's what it is.
In this show,
God damn it,
we occasionally say things that we don't necessarily mean, and we make jokes. So
is this our sorry portion?
What we do is we don't say sorry.
I love how we're all interrupting him.
I do that at the end of the show. I apologize. But we go around the table and say nice things about each other. So
this is fun. So, oh, boy. I love this. Okay, let's do it.
So here we go.
Starting with you.
I always start, yes.
Yeah.
My name's on the logo.
Grab this.
okay. Jeremy, thank you for bringing over your equipment. I'm sorry we couldn't film tonight. But I'm glad that we're working on filming and getting the show going.
At some point.
Doing more. More. You're bringing more production to the show, which is...
bring my live stream stuff here
what a producer should
we'll
be doing.
We'll see if we can do that.
Trask slacked on that shit, so thank you.
He's a hippie.
Yeah, I know. No, we're making it work. It's coming. You're bringing more. We're going to bring more elements in production of the show, and I like that. It's a good time for growth with the show and everything that's going on. So it's good. I think it's going to make a big difference in what we're doing here. So
well, thank you. Your compliments mean so much after hearing them every single time.
Now, if we can just get the news on point.
Give me a fucking theme song.
You know what? You should just do all news about Donald Trump.
Oh,
yeah, we
since
I'm,
you guys are so
we
big
actually,
of fans
I voted
of
for Trump.
The,
yeah.
You did?
No, I'm just joking.
You're a piece of garbage.
Savvy.
Piece of trash.
No,
like,
no, this is the positive.
I was Bernie Sanders.
Hey,
I was Bernie
the nice
Sanders.
Thing.
Calm down.
Nice
stand
out. Savvy, thank you for coming on the show again, even though we didn't realize it's your second time until you got here. I think you're super talented. I really love what you're doing, your motivation. It's nice to see someone and take this in the spirit as intended in your age, working so hard towards something they want and actually doing something. So many people in your demo are just kind of floating and probably just chasing Pokemon around a park right now instead of actually working on what they want to do. So don't lose that motivation. Keep working. And you're going to make it. You're good. And let's have you on again soon. Let's not make it so long.
Absolutely.
Like, anytime, let's do it again soon.
I enjoyed it. I had fun. Let's do it again.
When you release your album, we'll have you back on. We'll talk about the album and do it again. Okay?
Yes.
But thank you. Neil, are we live streaming this? Thank you for I appreciate everything you do
he's just on his phone because he's rude
in the scene.
That for my wife. She believed I was here.
You work hard.
You think I'm kidding?
You work hard promote so many local artists, and I think that's a huge thing. I am not from Spokane, but when I moved here, I kind of had this little weird romance with it, and I think there's a lot of potential here. And in different art forms, that includes music and what you guys do. So I respect you and appreciate that you are working so hard to help other people attain that and make Spokane a thing that it could be. I think Spokane in 10 years, people are going to look back and be like, God, we had no idea Spokane was going to be the shit as music
absolutely.
And comedy and arts. Like, it's going to be like... We're on the vanguard of something really great in Spokane.
I believe that too.
We
really
all get
do.
To be a part of that. That's that's an awesome
aside,
thing.
Aside from like all the people, I'm almost cursed. But anyways,
curse.
All the
you can curse.
Say
fuck. Okay.
Fuck.
Say fuck. I said,
cut.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay, all the motherfuckers out here, chasing.
All the motherfuckers out here.
Have you not been listening?
Finger
to the
popping
show?
Each other's assholes.
Hey, this is a family show.
Jesus
damn it,
Christ,
that
Savvy.
Was really fucking
oh
loud. Anyways.
Who
why
gave
do
her
you
champagne?
Have to say Christ's name in vain?
You did.
Okay. No one gave me anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know what? I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Okay. All right. Let's.
Aside from all the people not working, there's actually a lot of artists in Spokane that are dedicated and working very hard to make a name for Spokane, and I really appreciate all of them as well.
That's true. All right. Jeremy, go.
Deese, yeah. I am super fucking proud of you for getting the featuring act with Whitney Cummins.
Oh, thank you.
That is fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah, he paid for that.
Not probably, but still worth
he
it.
Can't, yeah, yeah.
Worth it. Like, no, that's going to be an amazing opportunity, and hopefully you don't fuck it up.
Oh, God,
and she
I
actually
not.
Takes you on the road with her.
That'd be awesome.
And then you don't fuck that up.
Yeah, just continue.
Multiple steps to where you could fuck up at.
My whole life
can
is
I,
just
can I rent up. A room upstairs?
Yeah, sure.
I was like,
I've got a room upstairs and downstairs.
I've been in the basement before.
No. Savvy, I was really kind of, he told me who was on, and I went and I was like, okay. Automatically stereotyped you.
Right,
know, like
right. That's okay.
Does.
That's all right.
And I
appreciate
checked out some
that
of your
because.
Shit, and I actually enjoyed it. Like, you're
good.
Talented.
Good, thank you.
I like the old school hip hop feel
yes,
where
influence.
It was actually lyrical, and
yes.
it was just, I was really
and
surprised.
Yeah, I have a lot of appreciation.
Kids your age.
Thank
like,
you
was,
so much.
It was awesome to hear that. So
thank you.
Job.
I appreciate
Keep
that.
It. You're doing good.
Thank
and
you.
Then, Neil, I like what you have going on where you're just producing all these local acts. I love the just that you're putting the music in with like the t-shirt printing and the merch and all that
yeah.
stuff. Like that's a brilliant
doing
idea
everything
that most
in-house.
People, yeah, in-house
yeah.
that most people don't, because it's so cheap to make merch. You get like a sublimation
right.
printer. You get like whatever you're printing your
right.
stuff
and you're
off
not...
of, and you can produce that shit for pretty
less
cheap.
Than it costs somebody to buy it.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I own a tanning salon, and we do wholesale.
That's way
so
cheaper
like,
than
I
the
know,
sun.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
right? I got you.
But no, I mean, I know wholesaling prices
right.
and stuff like that, and that's just fucking a brilliant, especially with, like you were saying earlier, how... music is, you know, you can't sell CDs out of your trunk anymore like they used to. You can't.
That's the only
like
way. That's the only way you're gonna sell CDs. You can't sell them to distributors
store,
for
yeah.
Hastings, right? No,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah. like, you know, it's not. You can't sell as many CDs nowadays. As
right.
You can,
absolutely.
So that
right.
Is
right.
An ingenious way to supplement income from that. So
right.
that's,
absolutely.
That's amazing. I respect right. you for that. So.
Yeah. Right on.
Savvy.
Deese, it was nice to meet you again, and I'm sorry that I didn't recall meeting you before, but okay. I did want to tell you that I enjoyed your show last time I was here, and I enjoyed it more this time because we got to get a little more personal, and I think that you doing this in Spokane is a great platform for other artists and other people that are doing big things for this city to come on and showcase and tell us about what they're doing and get more personal in the people that are actually making waves in this city. Jeremy, right? I never met you before.
Nope.
You seem like a solid dude. You seem like a good character. I like your personality. I respect the fact that you like my music. I appreciate it and thank you. It was nice meeting you. And Neil, thank you for believing in me and
Absolutely.
making anything that I feel like I needed to do this music thing possible and helping me in ways that many people wouldn't even understand. And I love you dearly, and let's do this.
Yeah.
I believe it's your turn.
It's my turn?
Yes.
All right. Deese, long-time
yes.
fan, first-time listener. yeah. I've always respected you for being who you are and the comedian and the just the rhetoric, I guess, is the best way to put it. And your platform that you do have and that you know, more exposure for this is always good. Content is always good for everything, especially when it's done right.
Absolutely.
And you are on the right track. You're getting there. And Spokane being 10 years behind civilization and being you being from civilization, you understand that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
And it's just getting more of the things done properly, and it's really hard to find people that want to do things properly and have the same passions that you do, and you're out there, you're doing that, man. I really appreciate it. I respect you and look up to you and really like the things that you're doing, man. I really
yeah
do.
Neil
Thank
wants
you.
A talk show.
I want him
so
to host the talk
he's
show.
He's jealous. He's
We've
very jealous.
We've talked about it
we
before,
have.
Actually.
We have.
He
resents you in a way.
I fucking hate him.
Just kidding.
I hate him.
Well,
no.
I've got two. So.
Anyways. yeah, right. I don't even have a fucking one.
Big deal.
His name's Jeremy, by the way.
Jeremy McLemore. I've never met you before, obviously. And like I said, people that have passion for things that don't necessarily pay the bills, such as... You know, podcasts, we get sponsors, we get
right.
little things like that, but it takes a passion to be involved in somebody else's dream, and I respect that for you. That's me. I'm not an artist. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a musician. I couldn't play guitar. I have an ear for music, I have an eye for business and things that go good, and that's kind of what I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And smart business-wise. I thought I was being
so
cut
sorry.
Off there. I was like, oh, fuck, time, sorry.
You're good.
But anyways, so people like you, there need to be more people like you, producers or people behind
yes.
the scenes that,
not
that
are...
Not
only that, but people humble enough to put their own stuff aside to
accept
to
a secondary
believe.
Position
yes.
or believe in other people,
people.
And support people. Not necessarily everybody needs to be a yes man because that fucking doesn't do anything, but there needs to be more people like you and I and people like that that support and say, hey, this is how we're going to do it. We have the camera to do this. We have the podcasting stuff. Let's do it. And then you show up on Wednesday at 8:30 and fucking do it. You know
yes,
what I mean? Where it's
sure.
it's or Monday, whatever day it is.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. You know, and Savvy Ray, you, I appreciate you. I believe in you. You leave me speechless more times than I've ever been in my life. So I'm just going to leave it at that. And Spokane, everybody listening to this in the LBC, because I know that's
Woo.
The only people that listen to Deez.
It's kind of hard
no,
being
sure.
savvy, R-A-E.
But everybody else, just follow your dreams, man. Like, it doesn't matter if you're Puerto Rican or Mexican
or
white.
Puerto Ricans don't
really,
dream.
It really doesn't. Matter it's
they're like cyborgs.
Find something that you want. Don't even get me started, bro. That's a whole other podcast.
It's
okay?
Definitely.
But
next on the Conspiracy Hour,
right. it's just everything being a mix. I'm a father of seven, you know what I mean, children, and married, and own my own house, and own fucking three businesses, and have six other people that I'm responsible for, and
yeah.
the label, and the and I travel so much, and I'm consultant, and it's all this stuff. And it's like when I sit down at the end of the day, it's sometimes hard to breathe, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's like, holy motherfuck, what day is it?
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's like I get all these appreciative texts and people that say, hey, man, I really appreciate what you're doing for us. Or I really, you know, inspire me because you're out there doing your stuff. It's because I don't give a fuck what anybody else says, like you. Same thing. You have dreams. My dream is not only to help other people succeed because that makes me feel good, but it's to bring up everybody as a community
yeah.
or as the hip hop community as a genre. People are oh fuck da, da, da. And we change their views. They
their
see me
that
right. People see me and they don't see me. They see a fucking scary dude or something. And then when they talk to me, it's just like, oh wow, you know what I mean? So that's what more things need to happen in the world is people
yeah.
don't need to be afraid of everybody else, because just because you look like a crazy fucker, you might not be, you know what
right,
I mean? But
right.
just know when you're talking to a crazy fucker that you're talking to a crazy fucker.
Right.
Yeah.
I
and
know.
That's the difference.
I was
but
thinking
anyways, I appreciate you guys.
Thinking while we were, you know, making all the while Deez was making all the Puerto Rican references, I was like, I wonder how they would feel if this was a video and they realized we had a big tatted bald white dude in the room with us.
Right.
With a big goatee.
I got a clover tattooed on my
it's
neck.
Okay.
So
it's okay.
Right?
I'm white
yeah.
too.
It's
so.
All right. So, all right, guys. Well, that is the show for the evening. Thank you for coming out. Again, look out for Savvy Ray's upcoming album, Rebirth, sometime this spring. We will keep you updated. We'll have her back on when it's released, and we will listen to some of the tracks, talk about it more, definitely. Go to Villionaire.com. Check out everything Neil has going on. March 9th at the Knitting Factory,
yep.
you said, is going to be the show, so definitely get your tickets to that if you're within earshot of where this podcast is recorded. Spokane, Washington. Go to the Knitting Factory on March 9th and check that out, guys. Find Savvy on Facebook and Instagram.
Savvy Ray on Facebook, Savvy, and Rae period Savvy on Instagram.
All right. And guys, let's see. I've got a couple, luckily, a little breathing room for the rest of the week off from stand up after the last few weeks have been crazy. But this 5th at the Observatory, I will be doing a roast battle. I'm going to kick the shit out of some newcomer comics. I almost feel bad.
Oh my gosh. It's a roast battle.
Yeah,
I
kind of feel bad.
So, is it 21 plus?
Where's it at?
Really?
Observatory?
Oh, yeah.
You should
yeah.
give me like a backstage pass.
You can
so
hold
can
your. Yeah, there's no backstage. You can hold your ear up to the glass.
Right.
You can hear
you probably stand outside.
Yeah,
and hear
yeah I'm not going to stand outside in 26 degree weather, but thank
and
you.
Then,
but
this 10th at the Spokane Comedy Club, the Drink and Debate, and then the 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be featuring at the Spokane Comedy Club, the 14th and the 15th with the great Whitney Cummings. I'm looking forward to that very, very much, guys. And the 16th with Nathan Brannan. He's a comic out of the Northwest, but if you haven't seen him, definitely come check him out. He's fucking hilarious. One of my favorite guys. I love to see him. And then, guys, you're I'm going to Lewiston, Rock. I'm all over. I'm starting to travel again in spring, so I'm going to be on the road. And looking forward to all that shit. I'll give you more details soon. But go to social or go to Dees Comedy / calendar. It's got all the dates for spring, summer coming up. So check them out. And yeah. All right, guys. So for the social, I am Dees. And for Jeremy, Savvy, Neil, thank you guys very much. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to the American Cornhole League, Midgets, Ben Stuckert, Ice, All the Genders, Puerto Ricans, Sleeper Cells, Paradise Montana, and Libyans. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
It depends. Can I toss myself?
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!